Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. 900 people crowded into the Grants Pass Opera House in April 1912 to hear presidential candidate Senator Robert M. La Follette. Hundreds more people anxious to see the Wisconsin Republican were turned away from the crowded opera house, the Rogue River Courier reported. La Follette called himself a veteran of 100 political battles and said, "It is my belief the most serious time in the history of this country confronts us." The Progressive Party candidate told his audience, "The menace of this republic is the great corporation, with no heart, no soul, and an organized appetite for power and money. This is what we must fight." He warned that money could soon kill representative government. La Follette was known for his rousing oratory, and the Courier reported he had thrilled the crowd. Its report of his speech shared the front page with one by Dr. John Hill, a supporter seeking re-election of President William Howard Taft, whom Hill called a peacemaker. La Follette was greeted by large crowds as he toured the West, but was all but deserted as a candidate when former President Teddy Roosevelt joined the Progressive Party and entered the race. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.